Next up, we're going to hear one critic's review of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's the best-known part of the seven-volume Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. It's been made over the years into stage, television, and animated versions, and now a live-action film. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has our review.
Only the pure of heart can prosper in Narnia or enjoy the new film, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, that's set there. The movie version of the C.S. Lewis novel may have cost a very adult sum of money, $180 million by some accounts, but it is intentionally pitched to a child's point of view. The movie costs so much because Narnia is a fantasy kingdom. It's populated by dozens of species, including centaurs, minotaurs, and fauns who wear scarves and serve tea.
I'm sorry, my name is Tumnus.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Tumnus. I'm Lisa Pevensey. Oh, you shake it.
Why?
I don't know. People do it when they meet each other.
Ruling them all is Aslan, the original Lion King and, thanks to pricey special effects, an animal who convincingly speaks like a man. Four British siblings find the entry to this special kingdom located in the back of an enormous wardrobe. Once inside Narnia, the children find they are fated to help Aslan defeat a wicked witch who freezes people with the flick of her wand. Tilda Swinton has the part, and she knows how to make the most of it.
Edmund, I have no children of my own. And you are exactly the sort of boy who I could see one day becoming Prince of Narnia. Maybe even King.
Really?
Of course, you'd have to bring a family.
I guess I could bring...
Beyond these woods, you see those two hills? My house is right between them. You'd love it there, Edmund. It has whole rooms simply stuffed with Turkish delight.
Couldn't I have some more now?
No!
If all this sounds like J.R.R. Tolkien, it's not surprising. Lewis and Tolkien were friends at Oxford, members of a literary society called the Inklings, and readers of each other's work. Comparisons of the new film to the recent Lord of the Rings trilogy are inevitable, and they don't always work in Narnia's favor. Some of Chronicle of Narnia's problems come straight from the book. Having children as protagonists, especially in action sequences, works better on the page than on the screen. And the fact that Lewis intended Aslan's willingness to sacrifice his life for others as a Christian allegory is also more effective read than seen. Still, the Narnia film is made with sincerity as well as a pleasant sense of genteel wonder that suits the material. If this movie lacks the compelling intensity of the Tolkien films, it's still a sweet-natured vehicle made with respect and care. It may be Lord of the Rings light, but there are worse things in our world than that.
That's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.